Welcome to Imagine This Podcast, where we discuss, celebrate, and highlight all of the excellent and abundant arts and culture in Milwaukee. We hope that after listening to this pod, you'll see and experience our city and the incredibly vibrant arts and culture community in a new way. This is David.
Max here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. We're continuing to record this remotely. Despite that, we are back. When I say we are back, the pod, David, is up to number 256 in the United States of America.
But still six spots away from where we entered the charts, which kills me.
You got to let go of that Tiger Mom sensibility and appreciate the climb back up, because everybody loves a comeback story. We're up 20 spots. Big love to Julia Griffith of Historic Milwaukee. Does some stunt casting that she got us back up the charts there.
That was really incredible. I think she really helped to solidify the idea that when you have really smart people and really interesting people on the pod, and not just you and me, it really helps us on the charts. So once we're able to get more guests,
I think her back is sore from carrying us. Her back is very sore. How are you? Week two of hashtag quarantine life.
Doing good. I'm jealous of all of your fitness excursions. For whatever reason, can't pull myself away long enough to be able to run around or do push-ups or anything.
I think so David's referring to the fact that I've really still focused on my personal fitness work, just as that's actually my stay sanity work. It's not just fitness, it's staying sanity. David, I think I'm working the same amount of time. It's just chunked out differently during the day. So I would say that I'm trying to make the most of it, and hopefully the weather will comply. We're recording this on a Sunday. What was going to be your plans this weekend?
Art-wise? Oh man, thanks for reminding me. So this weekend was supposed to be a really, really fun weekend. On Friday, we had tickets to go see Gold and Lex Allen at Turner Hall, which obviously canceled. And then on Saturday, we were all going to go to check out the incredible emergency shelter intake at North Division High School put on by the MSO, which we were all really looking forward to. And then we weren't supposed to be recording a podcast on Sunday.
Because you would have been busy experiencing art. And what's really cool, Gold is an act, right, that has Milwaukee roots. And so that you got some Milwaukee love. And then emergency shelter intake is a unique piece that was created off of the book Evicted. Is that correct? And
that's right.
That's right. That's what makes this a really unique piece, is that the MSO was performing this piece that was commissioned at North Division High School, which isn't usually where they perform. And
really all about to raise awareness of evictions and the homeless issue,
right.
Which, I think particularly now with what's going on right now, right? It's incredibly salient, right?
I know the buzz about the MSO is they're building this sexy new building. Obviously, that's a lot of talk, but I want to lift up the fact is that they were doing this event as well as pairing this event with several community engagements.
That's right.
And really including organizations like us, homelessness organizations, people that are working on housing issues together. So this is, not what you usually think about, but they're trying to change the script about how, they're incredibly relevant. The art is incredibly relevant to what's happening here in Milwaukee. So I want to highlight MSO. So that's why I wanted to lift that up. And they're going to get back at it once we get back to unsheltering. They're going to continue doing that really great community work. So,
yeah, it was just, I think, of the many, many heartbreaks over the last 2 weeks that, everybody's felt, this was the first one where there were like calendared events that we were all really looking forward to. And like these were just two of them, right? Like the great celebration on Friday with Gold and Lex Allen. And then the show at North Division High School.
I'd like to continue the Chicago talk to make it all the episodes in a row. I would have gone to the Saturday game, Cubs Brewers. That was sort of what I was missing this weekend. And so I felt a little emptiness baseball wise this past weekend.
Opening weekend, man. That's super rough.
So I just watched on Twitch, the Chicago Cubs did the MLB. The game, and they just ran the sim of the game online. The Cubs beat the Brewers 6-5. What I love about it is you got to think they ran that sim like 19 times until they got the result they wanted, right? Like, there was no way that was the first one out. Like, come on. I mean, I'm fine with that narrative, but, you know, anyway. So there you go. This is what, just the name, this is what, in the alternate universe, what's going on. But we're in this one. And in this universe, David, one of the key things we've been focusing on is this MKE Artist Relief Fund, which was put up 2 weeks ago. And our original target was within 4 weeks, by April 10th, we would kick out $50,000 to around 100 artists, right? That's what we had hoped and started with. We recognize that there's a lot more people out there, but we wanted to acknowledge, you know, what was something that could be achievable in a short amount of time, yet big enough to matter. And we thought, given we've never done anything like that before, that was kind of a big lift, at least what we got on March 13th.
Yeah, and I'm happy to report that we are so close now, just 2 weeks in, right? I mean, we as of Friday, I know the team was really nervous about whether or not I was going to get through signing all of the checks that we had to sign. But last Friday, we distributed 71 additional grants.
Wow.
For a total of $31,000 in change, which brings us to a total of 117. I'm sorry. I read the stat wrong. It brings us to 99 total grants to artists, and about $44,000 worth of money distributed, which is incredible.
I appreciate you rounding up. This is why I was not a math major in college when I wrote the notes together. 99, right? So we are pretty darn close to what we thought we'd be April 10th, 2 weeks fast forward.
2 weeks fast, that's right.
It's amazing. And so many people to thank. We've had 170 donations come through the website. Of course, we've had the Gerda Adebalak Fund from Greater Milwaukee Foundation, who was $25,000 on their own. Amazing support in such a short amount of time. And it's really powerful. And so great and thankful. And so there's a little bit of celebration, right? Like, this is great. Here's the sobering part. The applications keep coming in. And so we've been doing this on a week-to-week basis. The first week we got 210 applications. This week we got about 174 applications. So a slight dip, but I mean, that's still a heavy pace, right? And at this point, after we've just finished it, Kenita and her review team, her amazing review team, about 20 volunteers, within 48 hours, tried to review as many as they could.
Yeah.
And so right now, even though we've kicked out grants to 99 people, we still have, you know, about another 159 or so to go. let me get that wrong. That was this week. We added 159 to the thing. 240, David. We have 240 grants we still need to fulfill. That's about 140K of requests when you think about it, which is pretty humbling.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I'm reminded of is that this fund really was meant to bridge the immediate basic needs of our city's artists and creatives before the cavalry arrived, right? Like, I think we recognized that there was that there would be a lot of federal action to provide dollars for people dealing with the challenges of COVID-19, and so far, and I should say that this fund really is to bridge that gap, right, between when federal funds were made available, federal recovery funds were made available to people. We recognize that small grants of up to $500 really is just a small bit of what people need on a week-to-week basis. And so the good news is, right, that, like, for those of you who have been following, there have been three phases of recovery bills that have been passed. The first one created some small business administration loans to organizations. The second phase expanded unemployment and paid family leave and some nutrition assistance programs. And the third phase that was passed last week and signed into law actually increased, will get, send payments out to families and also expand unemployment insurance to contractors and freelancers. So the folks who are in our world who have been affected by this will be eligible for expanded unemployment, which is such a win and so incredible. But the thing is it's going to take some time for those for those policies to be administered and brought out locally, right, at the state level. So this fund is still important. We still need to bridge these people's, we still need to bridge these applicants, we still need to bridge the necessities of our city's artists, but help is coming.
Help is coming. And I also want to correct my math again. David, I said 140. I said 140 before. It's 110,000 we still need to fulfill. 110,000. It's a lot of money. But I had to do my math better. And to your point, David, it all matters, right? It all matters. And again, I think our focus is within the near term. And to your point, David, how do we continue to keep advocating as more of these efforts come out, right? And as you sort of see, you know, we're not the only ones who are innovating out there, right? I had an opportunity to be on a call with Springboard for the Arts. That's the Minnesota based organization. It's very similar to Imagine MKE, that they support arts and artists in the Twin Cities and beyond, greater Minnesota, they call it. They hosted, we learned from them. Like, they actually have an emergency fund. We learned from them how to set ours up. And they hosted one this week with about 71 people from around the country came on this call. These are folks that are either hosting a fund, I would probably say about 10 to 15 have gotten their fund going. The other 50 or so are trying to figure out how to do it. So in some ways, I was sort of struck by, gosh, we really acted quickly. For some reason, I already thought more folks would have been up and running by now. But again, David, like you said, it takes time to line up all these pieces and to get things going. And so it was really powerful to be on that call. And I got to say, I didn't think I was going to talk as much. People kept asking me questions about how we were doing it. And we really showed out. And I think what I'm most proud of overall is our ability to, I think everything we've done so far really, really resonated well for folks who are just trying to learn about our model. They're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. That's really clear and clean. Because I really wanted to make sure I understood, we are not foundation professionals, right? This is not a knock against us. That's just not our big muscle, right? And we were all about speed, and we're all about transparency, and we're all about engaging our network to do this. And those are all things we're able to do. And if anything, I just want to show you can do it too, right? And I think people left really excited knowing what we were able to do in Milwaukee. And, 11 people immediately in the chat were like, I need to talk to you about this. So I want to do it. And, one thing I could look at it as, oh, they love our expertise. I think I made it sound simple and gave them hope that, like, yeah, you can turn around, you can do this in your city. So I got to think, man, we're going to, around the country at a grassroots level, it's going to be exciting and really good to hear that artists are going to get relief too.
That's right. Quickly, right? I think that's the real key with these funds is that these dollars, or at least the money that we're raising, 100% of it goes right back out to artists and very quickly too, right? I mean, the Greater Milwaukee Foundation gift came in this week and went out this week.
All gone. It's all out there,
and it's all in the mail, right? So, yeah. So if you are in our list of approves, you're getting a check this week, and my right hand made it through. Signing all those checks, which is a lot of checks. But Mac is too, he is too humbled to note that he also got his first piece of fan mail today that came in through our contact us form from an arts organization in Atlanta who did not get his contact information from the Springboard call.
I didn't want to take over the call. I was getting sheepish. I was like, oh, I'm taking up a lot of time on this call. But hey, man.
You got the good information. Yep. Well, here's the thing, right? Like, in all honesty, like, we learned from everybody else, right? I remember when I came into the office and was like, hey, we're doing this. Mac, can you learn from the other emergency funds out there? And you spent Friday the 13th learning about all the emergency funds out there.
The adage is when you steal from one person, it's plagiarism. But when you steal from a bunch, it's called research. That's the adage that I was taught. So we did a lot of research. We did a lot of research.
research.
A lot of cutting and pasting.
Is very well documented too.
Yeah, I would hate for someone to make comparisons of the text possibly. But that's either here or there. At the end of the day, artists are getting relief. So we've been missing things, but the thing about it we can say is that there's also opportunity to innovate, right? Like, I heard about innovation from around the country. We've seen some incredible innovations here in Milwaukee, our own arts and culture sector, because you can't stop the arts. You can only hope to contain it. That's another sport. That's another Sports Center reference. I really miss Sports Center.
We really miss. Both Mike and I really miss Sports Center.
We really miss Sports Center. To that end, these innovations, and we're going to talk about it in a bit, remind us that we are in fact surrounded by so much abundance that we've promoted here in Milwaukee, and it gives us optimism that we're going to get stronger on the other side.
So, given that we can't, I hear that the messaging about social distancing is wrong. It's actually, it should be physical distancing.
Physical distancing, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that we're in this era of physical distancing, as Max said, you can't stop the arts, right? You can only hope to contain it. And so we've seen some really incredible and some really fun initiatives online to keep the connection going, right? To keep the sense of artistic creation and connection going, which is really, really cool.
I'm going to shout out a few examples that have been happening here in Milwaukee during this extended Joyful Abundance segment. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music, who on Saturday night, I believe the 28th, hosted a sing-along. They queued up, they gave instructions on their Facebook page for people at 7 p.m. to sync up the Jackson Fives, I Want You Back, right? I
believe ABC.
Or ABC, right. ABC, right.
Yeah, which is probably the even more joyful song, right?
But yeah, ABC is much more joyful than I Want You Back, because it's not about lost love, but rather, you know, and if you play it right, it's also homeschooling. Like if you really,
thought about it.
You can get credit for it, right? I think we can get credit for homeschooling, or credits can be earned. Anyway, it was so cool to see examples of families around the city post up and upload to the Facebook page, as well as using the tag MK Singalong, them sing along, you know, opening the window, singing along, the whole city sing along together to that song. And I think that's sort of like both high tech but low tech, right? The high tech is coordinating via Facebook, people video, videographing themselves and sharing it. But I think the low tech primal element is when people sing together and come together to sing, like something super powerful there.
Yeah, as many people know, I've become a TikTok aficionado, and scrolling through
one of the storylines of this whole pod is your TikTok fascination.
As I was scrolling through the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music's feed for the sing along, it was so fun to be able to see families like choreograph, like do like whole like dance bits to ABC as they sang along. It was really, really fun.
Right. What about you, David? What's another example that you saw?
Yeah. So one of the things that I saw that I thought was really cool was, the Milwaukee Rep is doing their show Eclipsed.
Yes.
They did an online performance of it where you could pay, you know, a small fee. I think it was like $15, about the cost of money you would, the cost that for you to go to the movies to watch their performance of Eclipsed online, which I thought was a really interesting way to still continue to connect people to their season and their content in a way that is not going downtown to the Rep to see it in person. I mean, obviously that is the best and the way we all want to experience theater, but like this was a really cool sort of workaround given, and a quick one too, given the state of the day.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Rep is the jewel of the city, right? And it's really cool to see them, you know, do this, right? As well as they've other got some really other neat innovations, like Our Home to Your Home, where they've invited folks of their ensemble to sing for audience members and record those. And the Milwaukee Rep is one example of, again, showing how theater can be done and shared online. So that's a really cool piece. I'm going to go from, you know, the sort of the big institution that is a Rep and go to the DIY. The next example I want to share on Facebook, I got added to the Milwaukee Online Concert and Comedy Series.
Yeah.
And there's about 1,700 people and growing in this Facebook group. And once you subscribe to it, and we'll share the link, you know, in the description, it'll ping you to let you know when there's a live stream of a Milwaukee artist that's doing something, be it Ampersand Theater, doing a two-person show via Zoom, to musical performances, to teaching tap dance lessons or barcode lessons. People also performing, online poetry, to me, it's just as a reminder of like everything that isn't on like the top line, you know, big budget advertising, right. You can access it here. And what's really cool is they have links to everyone's Venmo, right, that they're performing, so you can provide direct support to the artist. So I thought that was a really smart and savvy touch. And so that's called the Milwaukee Online Concert and Comedy Series, and find out all sorts of things that are happening throughout town.
And finally, the last thing the last piece of celebration is, I can't not plug Exfabula. We had, as a board member, obviously, but also we had Megan McGee on the show very early on, like probably the first podcast about COVID-19 in the arts community.
That's right.
A couple weeks ago. But they are continuing on in this time of physical distancing. They will be doing their workshop programming on April 1st, and it'll be online through a Zoom meeting. You can log in to pay what you can to learn about how you find your narrative and your story and be able to shape and craft your story into a narrative that is compelling and interesting and I think in this time when we are all dealing with this incredibly uncertain and crazy time, being able to be an organization that offers this service that can help everyday people even develop, I guess, sort of some sense of a contemporaneous oral history about what's going on is just so powerful. And so what a cool way to continue to provide their programming and a service to our city to continue to connect people through real stories.
So usually what happens at this segment when we have a guest is we, you know, after the guest has shared awesome insights about what they do and what they think about arts and culture in Milwaukee, we make them the arts and cultural czar. We don't have a guest this week. However, we wanted to keep the vibe going. And so I'm going to, you know, this is not meant for me trying to kiss up and get a raise, David, but I'm going to make you the arts and cultural czar. And what do you need to enact to make Milwaukee a more vibrant arts and cultural city at this time? What's your response to that?
So I know that the powers in this position only last for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
As someone, and that's sort of a bummer. But I would say, though, sort of as I've been reflecting about COVID-19 and the arts and culture sector and our city's artists and the city as a whole, I think it's maybe less something I want to enact, but more of a declaration of how, as we've talked about all of the cool and incredibly innovative things that our arts and culture community and our artists are doing, and also, by the way, reading all of the applications for the MKE Artist Relief Fund, I am more certain than ever that in this time of darkness, and in this time of uncertainty with physical distancing, COVID-19, and everything else, that it is actually going to be the arts and culture sector and our city's artists that not only carry us through, but that help our city, that will help our city to recover and thrive more strongly on the other side of this. And that is, I think, just like this is a feeling and a belief, again, reading every single one of the stories of the people who've applied to the relief fund, seeing all of the great innovations coming through on Facebook and on other social media channels, seeing how our community really is trying to figure this thing out and figure out how we stay together, stay strong, and actually refortify is just so inspiring to me and gives me great optimism in this time.
I'm looking at social probably more than ever, right? Social media more than ever, given we're inside. And the ones on my feed that get the most shares, right, Twitter or Facebook, are the statements like this one where it says, folks, just remember when this is all over, how Netflix, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Prime Video, audiobooks, solo concerts, etc. got you through this. Remember how the arts got you through this time. And then tell us again how non-essential they are, right? And I know I work at an arts and culture place, but even if I didn't, it's so true, right? And I think that emphasizes what you're talking about, David, that this is a reminder again that once we're not going to get back to normal, we're going to get to new. But as we shape the new Milwaukee, kind of make sure that arts and culture is center, right? And is going to be the thing that weaves the city together and makes it a place where we can thrive in all of our zip codes and all this. I really do. That's where the creativity is going to happen. And it's going to lead us in the months and the weeks to come.
I think that's so cogent, right? This idea that like, it is not going to be the old thing coming out of this. It's not going to be the old Milwaukee. It's going to be the new one. And from the beginning of time, all throughout history, it has always been the artists and the arts and culture communities that have helped people in society figure out the new. I'm reminded of that T.S. Eliot quote about how artists are the antenna of society, right? They're sort of out feeling and sort of telling everybody else, or sort of reflecting back to the corpus, what's out there. And this is that time. And I am just so inspired and optimistic about what we're going to be able to do together in the next, in the coming weeks and months.
So, dear listener, we recognize that this little Jeremiah was probably not directed necessarily towards you in particular, but rather we hope that it is to reaffirm you as you also carry that forward, right? As the arts and cultural czar powers have just melted away, the legacy of it is the spirit that we talk about, and we look forward to working with you in the coming weeks and months to make sure that Milwaukee is known as an arts and cultural mecca in this country. That being said, I think it's time to wrap up, David.
Sad but true. Gotta let you get back to the rest of Sunday.
Yes.
Whatever that looks like.
Thanks for everyone listening to another edition of the Imagine MKE Pod. As usual, be sure to rate us, share a positive review. It helps people find us. If you've got questions, comments, cries of shock or outrage, email us at pod@imaginemke.org. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram @imagine_MKE or on the Facebook @ImagineMKE. Also, mention the pod on social media. We'd love to make you a #imaginary friend.
And in the show notes, you'll also find a link to be able to donate to our MKE Artist Relief Fund. And if you do, you will become a #real friend.
Nothing imaginary about that. Until next time, stay healthy, everybody. Keep your distance, but stay close socially. Talk to you next week.